Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is about the dangerous nature of patterns. But before we jump in, we'll first hear a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck, at kristensguide.com. When a man tried to break into Kristen's home, she quickly realized how important it was to always keep a phone by your bed so you can call for help immediately. So, if you don't already have a phone near your bed, consider putting one there. You can install a hardwired line, get a remote charging station for a cordless phone, or just leave your mobile phone by your bed. The topic of this week's episode, Patterns Kill, is rather strong, but it needs to be. We need to constantly be reminded of it, and I even catch myself falling into habits. I've mentioned the risk of patterns in the episodes on home security, and I've mentioned it in relation to driving. I've even mentioned it in relation to your work clothes, and I'm going to bring it up yet again. What I mean by patterns kill is that repeating your daily activities at the same time every day makes you predictable. Being predictable makes you a soft target. It means that someone who means you harm can know where you're going to be at a particular time, or even where you're not going to be at a particular time, and that makes you vulnerable. Humans are creatures of habit. We like the regularity of patterns. Keeping to a regular schedule is comforting, but it also has risks. Anytime a person reports a stalker to police, be it a celebrity or an average citizen, the first thing they recommend is changing up your schedule. Break those habits and throw the person who is tracking you off the trail. I won't say it's easy, because it isn't. It takes effort, conscious effort. And here are some things that you need to consider doing. Change the time you leave for work in the morning. Change the time you drop off the kids at school. Change the time and even the location you pick up the kids from school. Change the time you go to the dojo or the gym. Change the route you take to work. You know, leave a little earlier than normal. Sometimes, arrive a little later. Change the route you take to school to pick up the kids or drop them off. Change your route home. If you run out for an errand, take one way to the store and take another home. Turn off the lights in your home early or even leave the odd light on all night long. I even talk about some of the home light timers in the home security episodes. In most big cities, especially in the United States, all of the streets are laid out on a grid. It's easy to change up the pattern you take home without actually changing the time or the distance. Realistically, some things you just aren't going to be able to change, but you should alter the things that you can. The bottom line is that incorporating a bit of randomness into your lifestyle will help keep you safer. It'll make you a harder target. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.